This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Some hospitals around the United States continue to hit capacity as COVID-19 cases continue to surge. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention on Thursday reported an increase of more than 81,000 new cases, while the number of deaths had risen by more than 1,000. The task force member and director of the National Institute of the Allergy and Infectious Diseases, Dr. Anthony Fauci, said coronavirus cases were rising in 47 states and patients were overwhelming hospitals across the country. The hardest hit areas include a number of battleground states that will play an important role in Tuesday's U.S. presidential election as Republican President Donald Trump seeks a second term against Democratic challenger Joe Biden. As AP's Jackie Quinn reports, the situation has gotten so bad in places like El Paso County, Texas, that officials have ordered a two-week shutdown of non-essential activities.
The county judge in El Paso County ordered a nighttime curfew this week, hoping to reduce a spike in COVID-19 cases, but that hasn't worked. So now Judge Ricardo Samaniego has ordered businesses to close, things like hair and nail salons, gyms, and restaurants. He says hospitals are at capacity and medical professionals are overwhelmed. But the judge is facing a legal challenge from the state attorney general, who's tweeting Judge Samaniego doesn't have the authority to shut down businesses in the county, and he's violating a government order to keep businesses open. El Paso had more than 1,100 new COVID cases Thursday and two more deaths. I'm Jackie Quinn.
In France, some doctors express relief, but business owners despair as France prepared to shut down again for a month to try to put the brakes on the fast-moving coronavirus. This is VOA News. The European Union will finance the transfer of patients across borders within the bloc to prevent hospitals from getting overwhelmed as COVID-19 infections and hospitalizations spike on the continent. After a video conference of EU leaders to discuss the health crisis Thursday, the head of the EU Commission said the EU executive had made available 220 million euros to move COVID-19 patients across borders. At the meeting, leaders agreed to better coordinate efforts to battle the virus as infections in Europe exceed 10 million, making the continent again the epicenter of the pandemic. Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro says that he will not buy a possible Chinese coronavirus vaccine that is being trialed in Sao Paulo, adding that it was crazy for countries to start lockdown again to control a second wave of the virus. Last week, Brazil's right-wing president disavowed the decision by his health minister to buy 46 million doses of the vaccine from China's biotech called CoronaVac. The U.S. president's executive order on diversity training is facing a lawsuit. AP correspondent Mike Rossio with details.
Three civil rights groups have filed a federal lawsuit challenging President Donald Trump's executive order that prohibits federal agencies, contractors, and grant recipients from offering certain diversity training. The complaint was filed in federal court in Washington, D.C. by the NAACP Legal Defense Fund, the National Urban League, and the National Fair Housing Alliance. The lawsuit argues Trump's order violates free speech rights and hinders efforts to address systemic race and sex discrimination. Trump signed the executive order last month. In a statement, the Labor Department says it is confident it will prevail in the lawsuit. Mike Gracia, Washington.
President Trump's cabinet members are hitting key election states, leading to questions about violating a longstanding federal law about federal workers in politics. AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
Education Secretary Betsy DeVos is planning a Moms for Trump's rally in her home state of Michigan, a key swing state. Acting Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf traveled to the Rio Grande Valley in Texas to tout the border wall, a 2016 Trump campaign promise.
It's important that we don't lose sight of the challenges we overcame to keep this important promise.
The Office of Special Counsel ordered Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue to reimburse the government for a North Carolina trip in which he led a chant of four more years. The 1939 Hatch Act prohibits political activity by all federal workers except the president and vice president. Tim McGuire, Washington.
More at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.